I'm joined here by Mayor Brandon Kelleher. Mayor, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing today?
Doing well. We are doing well. Looking forward to hearing about yesterday's meeting. You said it lasted about an hour or so.
Not quite, but yeah, just about an hour.
Fantastic.
We had lots of exciting things going on. Of course, springtime always brings some some nice things, and also, you know, rain, which is something we need. So
yes.
I don't know about my lawn greened up quite a bit yesterday just from the rain we had, and it sounds like maybe tomorrow we'll have even more rain, which is good because, boy, we need it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, 90% chance tonight and into tomorrow morning. So definitely could be wet when you go to bed and get up and go to work tomorrow morning. So let's dive into last night's agenda. So baseball season's coming up for the Pecos League, the North Platte 80s, correct?
That's correct. The council is part of the consent agenda approved the liquor license out there for when the Pecos League is playing. They start their games, I believe it's in May, and so it's we've changed some things out the baseball field. There's been some new netting put up, and there's going to be a shade shelter put up at some point. I think it'll be a little later in the summer, but there'll be some shade out there as well as new netting, and we're hoping to improve the netting a little bit over time, maybe extend a little further down the baselines.
I have to ask, how'd your first pitch go?
I was, you know, my warm-up pitches, which I did outside, I was able to throw strikes, but when I threw my first pitch for the high school game, it was definitely a ball, but the catcher caught it, and I wouldn't have beamed anybody if there was sitting there, so I consider that a success.
Yeah, I would say so, as long as it's not way over his head or way to the side.
That's right, it didn't hit the mascot, you know, nothing bad happened.
Yeah, so that's good. Well, we're gonna call it a success then. So
that's right.
Also in May, we have Music on the Bricks coming up. I'm looking forward to that. This will be my first Music on the Bricks. You can check that out.
Oh yeah, you'll like it. Music on the Bricks is great. I couldn't tell you how many years we've been doing it, but it's quite a while, and it's become quite a successful celebration in the community. Lots of good bands come in every year, and people just mill around, eat, drink, and have a great time and do some dancing. It's something the community should be proud of, and it makes great use of our downtown area.
Yeah, I know even this weekend we had kids on the brick, and there was a great turnout when I drove by right in the middle of that. So yeah, that's exciting. I'm sure there's a lot of summer events that happen in the canteen district and on the bricks, correct?
There are, and we're getting more and more. In fact, Councilman Lucas made just a mention of that during a meeting last night, where he spoke about how exciting it is to have all these events going on downtown, and how the city and the downtown association and the canteen district has just generally figured out how to make these things work really well and run smoothly. Mm-hmm. And it's taken some time to do that, and like I said, Music on the Bricks is another great celebration that has definitely figured out a success plan, and it works every year. So that will be on May 17th and May 18th this year. So put that on your calendars, folks. It's one more exciting thing to do in North Platte.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And speaking of the warm and the outdoors, you guys did approve the bids for the tennis and pickleball courts.
That's right. This is something that's been a long time coming from the tennis side. If you've seen North Platte's Cody Park tennis courts, they've been in pretty bad shape for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And pickleball, of course, pickleball is a growing sport.
Yep.
Has been for quite some time. And we have the pickleball courts that the previous mayor, Dwight Livingston, helped support and grow in Memorial Park. And the pickleball following, or crowd, whichever word you want to use, definitely outgrew those courts fairly quickly, especially when they run one of their tournaments. And they've been making great use of them so far, and as well as some other areas in the community. You know, there's private pickleball out at Axes and Aces, which is a great place to go play pickleball indoors, so it's wonderful in the winter. And then, of course, the rec center hosts pickleball as well at different times of the year. But the new pickleball courts in Cody Park, there'll be 10 pickleball courts there, and then there'll be 8 dedicated tennis courts as well. So it will be quite a court area. The goal was to build something that the community could be proud of and would attract people from all over to come here and play pickleball, because, of course, one of our advantages in North Platte is that we're a centrally located community. So we should be able to attract people to come here, have fun, and do things. It's going to be great for the town. The folks that we awarded the contracts to last night plan to start roughly in the July timeframe.
Okay.
I'm sure that the Beverage, who was a great community partner, will be digging out the tennis courts and removing the existing ones, as well as changing the grades. And then Renner Sports, which is the company that is an expert in courts, they'll be putting in tension concrete, so that we'll be able to tighten it, and it will be a long-lasting concrete structure feature in both of the courts, both tennis and pickleball, and they'll believe they'll begin in late July. So we believe that barring weather issues or unforeseen circumstances, the new courts will be operational sometime in October, which will be very exciting for the community.
That would be awesome. Yeah, in October, you can still catch those warm days, and I'm sure people will still be, October, you can catch some 75-degree days here and there. And,
oh, yeah.
Moving forward, we're coming up on Nebraska Land Days.
That's right, and the council approved the Nebraska Land Days Parade, which is June 15th. So again, another item to mark on your calendar, folks. I know everyone in North Platte looks forward to the annual Nebraska Land Days Parade, and some people avoid it, and some people love it, and I'm one of the people that really enjoys it, so I look forward to walking in the parade this year. It's going to be great fun. We have a new Nebraska Land Days director this year, and David Fudge is retiring from Nebraska Land Days, and Bob Lantis is taking over as executive director, and I'm sure we'll continue to have great celebrations, and the celebration will grow just as it has in the previous years.
Do they usually do kind of the same route for the parade?
Yes. This year will be roughly the same route, which will be down Highway 30 or 4th Street here to Dewey, mm-hmm. and then south on Dewey to approximately G Street, roughly where the police station is.
Okay.
They'll be able to do that again this year. Next year, there'll be a break in the road construction. And then in 26, the parade route will probably have to be tweaked a little bit because the state will have Dewey Street under, or their plan is anyway, to have Dewey Street under construction at that point. Okay. So likely in 26, we'll have a different parade route.
I didn't know they really scheduled out construction projects that far in advance.
Oh, yes. Yes. The state has things planned out for many years in advance because of the expense and all the work
that
goes into
sense.
It. So it's a logical way to do it.
And then you guys did approve the department to add the MicroTIF blight and substandard supply application?
Yes, there's a study application fee for MicroTIF blight and substandard studies, and the city kind of has to do those studies and approve them, and it takes a fair amount of time. It takes the staff most of 8 hours or a little more than 8 hours, depending on how large the project is, to actually develop the study, make sure that it applies in all the appropriate categories. And so the fee for doing that is going to be $500. We did the first one to sort of understand what the work effort looked like to do it, knowing that we'll get faster at it over time. Now, if an area is already blight and substandard, this fee does not apply. This is only for areas that don't have a blight and substandard designation that is existing.
And for those, I guess,
and then
what would be a blight and substandard kind of area?
Well, there are different areas in town that are designated blight and substandard. Some of them, a really classy example would be the where the sustainable beef plant is being built.
Oh, okay.
It was an old sewer lagoon, so it would be hard to argue that wouldn't be blight and substandard. And there are other areas across the community. Some of the areas that are undergoing building out west of town are considered to be blight and substandard based on the rules. And also on the north side where the chamber is installing those homes along Adams Street.
Some part
of that area is designated blight and substandard. So it's a tool that's used to help finance building homes and other businesses.
And you guys approved the supplement to agreement with Verizon Wireless?
That's right. Verizon is putting on a new style of cell point or cell antenna, and they call it a small cell, and it's not a very big thing. It's, they're kind of heavy, but one of us could hold it. I mean, that's how small they are.
Oh, okay.
And they just sort of attach to any city pole that is of the appropriate specifications, and then the Verizon pays the city $700 a year to attach to the pole, and then also $1,500 a year for the power that the cell antenna uses. And then they hook them up, I believe, with fiber optic goes up, and that's what connects to the cell antenna, and that's what makes your cell phone work, long story short. I like the idea of having more of these around town because they're not the sort of the large kind of not very attractive looking cell towers. If you're not looking for these little cells, you won't notice them on the tower. They're not very big.
Okay, nice. And then you guys referred to the city of North Platte, Nebraska, and again, the blight and substandard study. Just talk about bullet point number 8.
Correct. This is an area that's along, I believe, 18th Street on the north side of town, kind of the northwest corner of town. And a builder from Grand Island came in and they planned to build some homes, some row housing along that street. And when they got into it, they realized that the sewer was of a depth that they had to do a bunch of changes to the sewer in order to make their plan work. Basically, put a whole bunch of fill dirt in, build the homes higher up than they anticipated. And that added a little over $1 million to the cost of the project, which made it financially unfeasible without the use of tax increment financing. So the builder came and is starting the process of requesting tax increment financing for that project. The city refers those first to the Planning Commission to make sure the area meets all of the standards. And then if the Planning Commission agrees that it does, it will come back to the City Council likely next month, and we will consider it for tax increment financing. Like I said, the main issue there was the depth of the sanitary sewer. As you probably are aware, there's not a lot of elevation change between the east end of North Platte and the west end of North Platte. You know,
correct.
We have a fairly flat community,
correct,
relative to elevation change, and so we have to get kind of creative. And this spawned kind of a conversation at the city council meetings: is should we, as a community, be planning to install more lift stations? And lift stations are basically something that pumps out water or sewage, usually sewage, and lifts it up and puts it into a higher depth pipe, basically, or excuse me, a lower depth pipe, so that it can move on into the sewer plant. As you imagine, they're quite expensive, and they also require a lot of maintenance. So the city's policy has been for many years to try to limit the number of lift stations. We do have some around town. There's a couple south of town, and there's a couple in town. But we try to limit the number of them, because anytime you install one, you then have to maintenance it. Well, it's really forever.
Yeah, 100%.
And exactly. So, however, as we get and start building more and more in the west and the northwest portions of our community, it's something that we're going to have to look very seriously at, because water has to flow downhill. It can't flow uphill.
Correct.
That's just the way it works.
Yep.
So it's something that we'll be thinking more and more about in the coming years.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, you just kind of look at that issue, and there's a lot more that goes into it than what you may think off the base of your mind.
Oh, yeah. It's development in all aspects is a complex process. And if you've never been involved in it, or you've never participated in development, you might not understand all the complexities. For example, most tax increment financing, not all, but most of it is used for infrastructure. So it's used to cover the cost of streets, sewers, water, that sort of thing. That's usually what those mm-hmm. costs are covering. They're not, in some cases they do cover part of the actual building, but in most cases it's really just those infrastructure costs.
Yeah, makes total sense. So a lot on the agenda about our outdoor activities and events going on. And you know, you see these 85 degree days or whatever it was last weekend, it kind of gets you excited for the warm weather and the summer events here in North Platte. And I got here in August. I haven't spent a true summer in North Platte, but sounds like there's a ton to do, obviously, with Nebraskaland days, but just a lot of, you know, parks and things like that as well.
Oh, yes. Well, you're in for quite a treat. You'll have to make sure you get yourself on a cowboy kickball.
Cowboy team. Kickball.
Yes, it's a great, I guess I have not looked closely at the Nebraskaland Day schedule. I'm assuming they're doing it again this year, but somebody came up with that idea, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 years ago, I don't remember, and it's always on the Wednesday night after the first week of Nebraskaland Day, so it's during the second week of Nebraskaland Days, and they have usually, I don't know, 24 or so kickball teams, and they play in a tournament in one night out on the arena and the surrounding mm-hmm. fields out there.
Yeah.
And people just have a great time doing it, and it's always a big thing to go watch. And I'm too old to play cowboy kickball, but young people like you should get out there and enjoy.
All right.
Have a good time.
I'm excited for some rodeos too. I've never been to a rodeo before.
Oh, well, they'll have a treat. This is
it's a pretty
Buffalo
good one.
Bill rodeo
it,
is one of the oldest rodeos, if not the oldest rodeo in the world. A little hard to prove that fact, but
yeah,
definitely where Buffalo Bill started that tradition, and that's where the rodeo sits today. So it's filled with, steeped with tradition, and it's being part of the press, make sure they get you back there, and so you can stand right above where they let the horses and the cattle out of the chutes, because it's something to see.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So a bunch to look forward to this summer in North Platte. We're talking here with Mayor Brandon Kelleher. Mayor, anything else you'd like to touch on about last night's meeting or moving forward?
Really nothing to add about last night's meeting other than that we appreciate people watching on the YouTube and attending the meeting. We had quite a full crowd because of the number of things we had going on. We had the opportunity to swear in two new policemen for the city of North Platte last night, which was great.
Yeah, fantastic.
We presented a certificate of accomplishment to the transit organization and did a proclamation on Transit Week. And then something that was very special, we had a Boy Scout Troop 81 there, and they're many of them working on their, I don't remember the title of it, but it's a merit badge having to do with public service. And so they were there to understand city council and what we do and to talk and be able to talk about how that works. And so the Boy Scouts interviewed several of the city council members after the meeting as part of their merit badge process.
Nice.
So that was very nice. It's good to see young people getting involved with civic activities, because that's what creates our future.
That's right. They are those kids are the future, right?
That's right. One important thing that happened yesterday, not part of any meetings, though, is we did receive the final plans and specifications from the architects on the rec center. And so
fantastic. That
project is going out to bid here later this week or possibly on Monday. We'll be officially out to bid, and we hopefully will have the bids back somewhere in the 4 to 6 week category, and then we'll award, and likely the contractors will begin in July.
Cool. That's fantastic. So, Mayor, we appreciate you coming on the airwaves this morning, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your week.
You too. Get out there and enjoy that weather, and thank goodness we're having some rain.